Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It is 9 o'clock, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I am Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors, and I have actually got a couple guests this morning. First of all, in studio is my good friend Lisa Parker from Design Buzz Home Staging. How are you, Lisa?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. And at about 9:15, we're going to have another special guest calling in to have some discussion. And it's a beautiful Saturday, but I'll tell you what, man, I've lived in Cincinnati, pretty much my entire life, and I've never been able to get used to this darn weather. I mean, one minute it's 80 degrees and the next minute it's like 60 degrees, it's just unbelievable. Thank goodness for, vitamin C and D3 and zinc to take every morning, because I don't think our immune systems know what to do with this time of year. But it's great to know that we are in spring, and we know that because the Reds are playing baseball again, and we've got the NFL draft coming up. And I know I was in the gym this morning, and we're all speculating about what are the Bengals going to do? Who are they going to draft? And I had my fantasy baseball draft a couple weeks ago, and that was an absolute blast. I'm playing with some guys that are like baseball aficionados, and I remember a movie called you remember a movie called City Slickers?
Oh yeah,
with Billy Crystal and they were talking. I mean, they were bringing up baseball stats in that movie, and sitting with these guys, it was like same thing. It's like guys get together, we talk about sports and baseball, and it was just a good feeling, because we know that spring is here, and it's also spring for the real estate market. And we all know as agents that the spring market is the craziest, busiest time of the year. Folks are deciding about what they're going to do with their home, and the kids are going to be getting out of school pretty soon, graduating from high school or college, and folks are deciding if they want to just keep their home or downsize. Folks are deciding if they want to move to a different school district or just move because they want to move. So that makes it great for us as agents. So it's also great to have a real estate show too. So to have a radio show to talk to people. But the other thing, there's a lot of great events going on this weekend as well. Obviously the Reds are playing the Red Sox. And those of you that are baseball aficionados will remember back to the Big Red Machine when they won the 75 World Series between the Reds and the Red Sox is one of the most popular and most iconic World Series that's ever been. And who doesn't remember? Well, those of you that are out there that are still like that weren't born in the 70s, the image of Carlton Fisk hitting that home run, and he's jumping down the first baseline, wishing the ball fair, and it was fair, and it caused, the game seven, which, fortunately the Reds won. But I was all of 3 years old when that happened, 3-4 years old. So I don't even have my first memory of being at a ball game until I was almost, I think, in grade school. My family and I had Bengals season tickets. So we would always go to Bengals games. And my dad loved going down there. He actually gave me my first beer at a football game, and mom was not too happy about that, to say the least. However, the thing about spring too is like I was mentioning that it's great for events, and there's a lot of great stuff that's actually happening downtown right now. The Chicago the Musical is down at the Aronoff Center, and if you've fancy some live music, the group Maddie and Tay will be at Laurie's Roadhouse actually March 27th, so that's today, right? Am I getting my dates right? Yeah, that's today. And the Circle Jerks and Gorilla Biscuits are at Bogart's tomorrow. Gorilla Biscuits. You know, where do people come up with these names? Yeah, let's think of some. Let's think of some crazy groups like Toad the Wet Sprocket. You ever? I'm like, where? How do people get these names? Stone Temple Pilots. Of course, I do love Stone Temple Pilots music, but anyway. So I think we all know they do a little too much. You know, they're on something. So, but something that really caught my attention. And you know, I'm a big history buff. So I if I'm showing houses, like say in Evanston or in OTR or in some of the more historic neighborhoods, Hyde Park in the city, I mean, I absolutely love walking through the architecture and how these homes look, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And you know, I always think to myself, if these walls could talk, you know, the history of some of these homes. I looked at a home recently. That was actually, I have a listing that was built in 1886, and it's down in Camp Washington, which is great because Camp Washington Chili's right there, and you know, never hurts to go have a real good cheese coney and three way. But this house is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, the hand railings on the stairs going up. I mean, thick mahogany wood, and this is like original to the house. I mean, the floors. Are original, and you get the old stone foundations, and you think, you know, and it's like, man, I can't imagine how this home has stood for 140 years. They don't make houses like that anymore. No. They really don't. So anyway, but to go back on the history trek, so there's something called Treasures from the Attic. So 250 years of fashion and furniture is an exhibit that shows how everyday clothing and furniture reveal how people live, worked, and expressed themselves over the past 250 years. Interesting. So let's think back to some of those, like what we were talking about with those older houses that were built like the 1800s, early 1900s, right? So if you walk into the bedrooms of those houses, you ever notice that the closets are like minuscule small?
Yep.
Like, yeah, extremely small. And the reason is back then you only needed like two or three outfits, right? Today's homes, I mean, the walk-in closets are as big as a garage, you know, because, you know, you got to have, you know, an outfit for this and a pair of shoes to that and everything's got to match. And, oh, by the way, we need to go get, you know, oh, yeah, I want to go buy this shirt and that shirt. You know, but back then, man, I mean, and when people would go to baseball games or whatever, I mean, they would dress up. They would wear the hats, the suits. The ladies would wear dresses. And I'm thinking to myself, how the heck would you survive doing that in the middle of summer?
Yeah.
You know, wearing suits and dress, but that's how the culture was back then. Even in the 50s, going to social events or whatever, you know, men were in suits and ties and ladies all wore nice dresses and, you know, kind of look at where our culture is now, you know. It's kind of scary, but anyway, so for the last 250 years, so every chair holds the memory of those who sat in it, and every garment bears the imprint of the person who wore it. These ordinary objects quietly document how people lived, worked, and expressed themselves. Beginning in February 14th, visitors can trace these hidden histories and treasures from the attic, 250 years of fashion and furniture, on display at the Beringer Crawford Museum throughout, and it's going through August of this year. And it's developed in collaboration with Northern Kentucky University's Public History Program. The exhibition gives students, hands-on and regular patrons, museum experience and supporting BCM's collections, education, and exhibit work. It's just, I'm excited to go check this out. I would love to see that. So there's something great for you folks to go check out. If you want to know more, give us a call here at the station, 513-563-1480. And we'll be happy to give you some more information about that. So we mentioned spring and we mentioned real estate. So one thing that was kind of interesting that I've read was that Ohio recently awarded the city of Hamilton a $2.5 million grant to build workforce homes, which I think is absolutely incredible. So Governor Mike DeWine in the Ohio Department of Development, March 6th, announced more than $9.1 million in grants for housing projects across five counties. Hamilton's award will support the city's Build Back the Block initiative, which aims to construct homes on vacant residential lots, which, you know, that's absolutely incredible because if you've got land that's just sitting there and if you can build affordable homes, and I, you know, affordable, I guess, you know, everybody has their own term for what affordable is, But I think that's absolutely great. And, you know, we have, you know, issues ranging from, you know, poverty to homelessness to, you know, folks just, you know, folks that are renting that can't afford, you know, to buy a home. If, you know, these grants like this that are building these homes, this is a grant so they can build those homes. They've got the money to do it. I mean, if you can put up 8 or 10 homes, and actually the Port of Cincinnati actually does something similar where they get grant money and they will buy a distressed home, fix it up and resell it at, you know, not ridiculously high price. In fact, last, I think it was October, I had a young man that was moving here from New Jersey, and we found a port home that was listed on the, I guess, the nice side of Price Hill, over off of Sunset Avenue, or Rapid Run, I'm sorry, Rapid Run Avenue. It completely remodeled, I mean, from top to bottom, new appliances, new floors, new counters, new cabinets, new plumbing, electrical, I mean, new roof, I mean, new everything. And he got it for $150,000.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible. You don't see that hardly at all.
Yeah.
So absolutely great. So I love it when I hear these kinds of stories. But on the flip side of that coin, I also want to talk a little bit about Thursday. You know, and Lisa and I were talking before we came on the air, and, you know, I was born and raised in Cincinnati. I've lived here pretty much my entire life. And, you know, to see what's happening with our city and the lack of accountability, the lack of leadership, and the lack of safety. I mean, we were looking at Zillow, and the amount of listings that are in OTR right now for people trying to sell their homes is crazy high. 3, 4, 5 years ago, you couldn't find a listing in OTR with a search warrant. So, you know, so I think something needs to be done, and I think when we come back from break, we're going to have someone call in to talk to us a little bit about that. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk to our special guest who's calling in. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour. The greatest hits. July 19th. Riverbend Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour. The greatest hits.
People in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SNAP to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SNAP for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SNAP for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Tasty brew, friendly crew, and a great menu. All this and more is what you will find at the Indian Mound Cafe, a great neighborhood cafe located in the heart of Norwood. Crave a great burger, chicken wing, homemade soup, and the best gumbo in town, then the Indian Mound Cafe is the place for you. Enjoy one of our daily specials or a house salad and a soup of the day. Easy to get to, just a half mile north of the Norwood Lateral at 5226 Montgomery Road. Come down to the mound.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480, and all everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. So before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the mess that was happening on Thursday night after the Reds' opening day. And, you know, I was actually downtown for a very brief time, hanging out with some of my realtor friends. So fortunately, I was gone before all the chaos ensued. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I having lived here my whole life, this breaks my heart to see what's happening with our city. And, you know, the mayor comes out who wasn't even in town. He's out with his, you know, with his son for spring break, which I understand somewhat. But, you know, he made the same statement last year after the brawl in July. And it's just like, dude, you know, your words are falling on deaf ears. So there's some problems. We need some serious people to solve them. And I wanted to bring on a friend of mine who has been on my show before. He and I have built a good relationship over the past, you know, year or so, and wanted him to speak a little bit about this. So, hey, Christopher Smitherman, are you with us this morning?
I am with you. Thank you so much for having me on, even though it's a really tough subject matter.
Well, you know, Chris, I as a lifelong member or citizen of this city, this can't keep going on like this, my friend. It just can't. And you see, you know, we talk about, you know, the lack of leadership, you know, what the heck do we do?
Well, first let me say, you know, you and I talked about this a week ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we were red alerting everybody that crime was spiking, that it wasn't our perception, it was reality, that realtors and who are out there marketing our region are being impacted. They see homes not selling or being reduced dramatically in places like OTR.
Yeah.
And we talked about the evaluation that was placed out on the Inquirer that said that foot traffic was down a year ago, even though the mayor was saying, hey, it's really just people's perception. Crime is not as bad. That was a week ago, Sean. I got this text message from a very close friend, and I'm going to read it to you and your listening audience. This
Please.
Is a family that lives out in the county and has choices of where they can live or where they want to live anywhere in the country and really the world.
Mm.
This is how it reads. Thank God. I'm interjecting a few things because I don't want you to know who it is.
No, that's fine.
Thank God. Thank God. My daughter left before too much of the rioting occurred. I'm really just beside myself as a mom. I love Cincinnati. I want my kids to settle here. But how can I encourage that when all of this garbage is occurring? Also, it's never going to end until the crimes are punished. A very powerful text message to me.
Amen.
And there's so many people that are in the region that are feeling this way. They love Cincinnati. They want their kids to live here. But they see the judges who are just letting people out on their own recognizance after really bad behavior. Or they see incidents like this, and our mayor, Sean, is not even in town.
Yeah.
He's not even in town for the opening day parade, the opening day, you know, a national holiday for opening day for our first Reds game in Cincinnati. 100,000 guests coming downtown,
mm-hmm.
and we can't find the mayor with a search warrant, and we can't find members of council. And so they left our police department out there on their own. I don't know if you saw the video where the citizen ran up and grabbed an officer.
Yeah,
from
I saw
behind.
That
could have been deadly, Sean.
It could have been easily.
That could have been deadly force. Those officers could have pulled a weapon and taken a life. And what do you think the city would be talking about right now today? Meaning, You know, that incident happened, the Banks incident, critical, you know, a mob happened. It happened on Fountain Square. It happened in Washington Park. And the last point I'll make is, look at what Kentucky did, Sean.
They shut Kentucky it down.
They shut it down. They sent 50 cruisers and said, listen, we're not, you know, I'm sure if we wanted their backup, they would have come. But what they wanted to do is make sure that it didn't spill out across the bridges into Kentucky, and they shut it down. That is how bad it was for opening day. And there's no way to say anything other. We have a very anti-police mayor, anti-police council, reimagined police, or defund the police. And now you're seeing officers who don't know what to do, how to respond, because the elected leadership doesn't support them.
Well, and you know what, Chrissy, you're absolutely right, but you also bring up a good point. Where or when can you and you or I recall an incident happening at Newport-on-the-Levee? Where or when has a fight or a mob or a riot or anything similar to what happened last or Thursday night or last July happening over near Longworth's, or not Longworth's, but over anywhere in Newport on Main Stross? Do we ever hear about that? No. Why? Because it doesn't happen. And why?
Correct.
Because they know over there that if they you know, the FAFO, you mess around, you find out. But unfortunately, in our city, in Cincinnati, you can come across the river and you can cause a ruckus and the city will pay you for it. They'll give you a settlement.
That's true. As a matter of fact, we can even say Indiana, because a lot of residents live just right across into Indiana, and you can't go to Indiana with this craziness.
No.
Right? So whether it's Indiana or Kentucky, so it's really highlighting the leadership difference for those cities and those states, that they have governors and they have elected people and they have police officers, whether it's the state or local, who feel supported. I want to make sure I get this in on your show before we get off, Sean. It is time for Governor Mike DeWine to intervene.
I think you're
it's
right.
It's time for Mike DeWine to take the reins. It's time for him to send a message to this mayor and this council. If you cannot protect the citizens of Cincinnati, I will.
Well, let me ask you.
Whether it's the Gay Pride Parade, whether it's Oktoberfest, you know, as an example, whether it's the music festival, I want to see the National Guard in our downtown ensuring that it is safe. This is not a hit on our Cincinnati Police Department.
Absolutely not.
They have different interests, and they have an elected body that is tying their hands. They won't be able to tie the hands of Governor Mike DeWine. And we're going to need his assets as this weather warms up.
Ugh.
We've got more visitors in our downtown. We're going to need our guests to feel safe as they go, whether it's Jeff Ruby's or they're hanging out on Fountain Square. We cannot have another critical incident. Look at what happened to the group that was jumped in our downtown.
Yeah.
You know, just a year ago. Now look at what just happened. Things are accelerating. Because we had a mayor that said free buses, no curfew, spring break for Cincinnati public kids. It was an absolute recipe for disaster.
Sure was. Let me ask you something, my friend. Is there a process in place that you know of to recall the mayor, like a recall vote? Is that a possibility?
Our charter does not allow a recall. It's something that I absolutely consider. Putting a petition together that said that, you know, first of all, to do it, it would have to be egregious.
Sure.
And you might say, you know, instead of 10% of the last election, I'm throwing this out, you might say 30%, meaning you'd have to go out, instead of getting 7,000 signatures, let's say 70,000 people voted, you'd have to get 21,000 signatures, which, by the way, with a 50% validity rate, that is 42,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. So it would you create a high threshold that many citizens, a supermajority of them, would say, this is an opportunity. But what could happen is we could start having discussions about no confidence votes in the mayor, no confidence votes in the council. And I'm talking about petitions that we're submitting, that we're putting things on the ballot,
yeah,
that the citizens of Cincinnati can't recall them, but we say we have no confidence in you.
Well, I think that is starting to resonate throughout the city. I know the mayor and the council have their supporters. However, I think that support is really starting to dwindle. And, you know, again, when you and I have talked about these things, Christopher, and I talk with my friends, this transcends politics. This is not a right versus left, black versus white thing. This has got everything to do with accountability. This has got everything to do with, you know, understanding what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, a lot of that does start at home. However, you know, where the values that you and I had growing up, like, you know, for example, and I've mentioned this before, like if I got out of line and, you know, my mother, I'll give you a quick story. When I was 9 years old, okay, I loved having my G.I. Joes and my, you know, Star Wars toys or whatever, but those little plastic guns, I could never keep them. I always lost them. So I'd had this bold idea to go steal them out of little of the packs of figures in the store. I got caught. And as I was leaving, the officer said, "I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm going to turn you over to your mother." I was scared to death of what my mother was going to do to me after we got home. And since that day, I ain't stole nothing.
Hey, Sean, and you knew that your mother was going to back up that officer, was going to not make excuses for your behavior.
Damn right she did.
Right? Unfortunately, we have too much of those excuses that are happening in our homes, in our American homes. The other thing I want to respond to is I agree with you. I'm African-American. I'm a black American. You're a white American. The discussion that you and I are having is about values.
Yes.
It is about crime. It is, you know, the supermajority of black Americans in this country are law-abiding citizens.
So, amen.
You know, people hear me and they're like, you know, sometimes black Americans will say, "Oh, Christopher, you're putting our business out there for everybody to see." I'm like, look, dude. What happened downtown, the world saw. It's not as if white Americans did not see large groups of teenage African Americans running around, turning over trash cans and jumping on cops and just creating mayhem. The reality of it is that it doesn't reflect, and this is what I want to share with my white brothers and sisters, this doesn't reflect the supermajority of black Americans, and they have to
not
be
at
careful
all.
To not, you know, make these broad statements. So this is a narrow group of people, but the reality of it is they are creating probably 80 or 90% of the crimes. We have weak judges who are letting them out after they create these crimes, the lack of punishment, the way your mom, what you just described. And we have a council that is literally handcuffing our police officers so they can't do their jobs. I feel terrible for them. So I want to make sure that everybody understands. Look, we've got to hone in on this. We have to move away from the identity politics.
Yep.
And we're going to have to hold these young people accountable for their behavior. That means putting them in handcuffs. That means putting them in front of a judge. And whatever they've done, we've got to make sure that they do the time. That is what will happen. We send a strong message. It gets messy for a little while, just like, you know, if you're trying to get your household together. But eventually the message will get out. We're not playing around. You do something in our city, you're going to get a year. You're going to get 6 months.
Amen.
You're going to get 5 years. You're going to get 20 years. You're going to get life. But you can't go into an establishment, shoot 9 people, get a $50,000 bond, which is what we saw two weeks ago, and have to have the federal government intervene in our courts to say, no, 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 you're not going to let this person out after shooting 9 people, Sean.
You know what, Christopher, and you're absolutely right, and we got to take a break, but listen, my friend, always, always, always grateful to have you on my show to talk to my listeners about this, you know, because again, this is not politics, this is safety for everyone, and those of us that listen to my, you know, myself and everyone that listens to my show, we love this city, we love Cincinnati, and things need to change.
And I want to end by saying thank you for what you do, thanks for all the realtors, what they do in marketing our city and our region. I want to encourage people to follow me on X @VoteSmitherman is my handle. And I want to end by saying this is not a negative, Sean, but if we don't turn around and elect a mayor and elect a majority of council that just have basic values around safety or around crime, our city is going to look like Chicago.
Good. God help us all. All right, my friend.
Thank
well,
you,
listen,
brother.
Bless you, my friend. You take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some real estate and some home staging. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans or rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, live in concert.
Listen to the man in the rain.
The Indigo Park Tour.
Oh, light,
April 9th at Taft Theater.
Lines,
performing selections from his new album and other favorites. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com or the Taft Theater box office. Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Many people are staying in their home rather than enduring the hassle and expense of moving. Why not renovate and keep your low-interest loan? Sloan Construction specializes in all phases of home remodeling services. Put Sloan Construction's 30 years of experience to work on your remodeling project. Whether it's a kitchen or bathroom remodel, patio deck, room addition, or decorative concrete, you can trust Sloan Construction. Call Mike Sloan today to discuss your home plan. 859-462-9365. That's 859-462-9365.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Want to thank again Christopher Smitherman, former Vice Mayor of Cincinnati City Council and President of the NAACP. It's always wonderful to have him come on and give us some wisdom and some of his thoughts on what's going on with the city. You know, it's sad that, you know, we've kind of come to this point, but I always try to keep the faith and have hope that somewhere down the line, somebody or some group or we have responsible enough people that who see it, understand it, and get it will, you know, step in and make some changes. So with that being said, let's get into, you know, the one thing, you know, because with all this stuff going on, it makes me want to take a vacation. Busy work and crazy stuff in the city. So how about getting away? Well, we're getting to that almost to the end of the school year, and every week I do a top 10 list, folks. You know that. So today's top 10 list, if you're thinking about going somewhere, taking a vacation, I have the top 10 hotspots for vacations this year. All right. So number 10, now some of these may seem a little odd, but this is what research finds. Cape Town and Garden Route, South Africa, with beaches, vineyards, scenic coastal drives, and lots of wildlife. So I've never been there, South Africa, but I know I've heard it's a good place to visit. How about New Zealand with hiking and fjords and outdoor adventure and wide open scenery? I've never been to New Zealand either, but I've Have you been to New Zealand?
No, it's a long flight.
Well, yeah, it is. But well, you get on those big airplanes. You know what? I have on my bucket list. There is this airline called Etihad. It's like Abu Dhabi, I think, over there in the Middle East. I wouldn't want to go to the Middle East right now, at least until things calm down. But they on this Etihad, they have this big Airbus A380. This is like the double decker big jumbo jet. They have a seat, it's called the residence, and it's like it's first class, but it's like a two or three room private suite on board this jumbo jet. You've got your own little bedroom, sitting area, and a bathroom. Now, I'm sure it's probably, you know, a pretty penny to acquire that seat for a trip, but I would love to do that just one time, just to see what that would be like. So anyway, so Capri, Italy is on the list at number 8. Riviera Maya in Mexico. Now, I've been to Cancun. That's beautiful. You've been to Mexico?
I have not.
Not? Okay, see, so I'm giving you some good ideas.
Good ideas.
Yeah. Reykjavik, Iceland, of all places. That's interesting. Dramatic landscapes, Northern Light. The Northern Lights are in season, and accessible nature tours. Now, my mom swears by Iceland. She loves to go to Iceland. She goes once every couple years. I don't know if she's going to go this year, but she absolutely loves going to Iceland, and it made the list, so there you go. The Greek islands of Santorini, Mykonos, and Naxos, iconic islands with sunsets and seaside dining. And I've seen some pictures of that. Oh, my God, that is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Costa Rica, number 4. Tokyo, Japan. How about that? Lisbon, Portugal. And number 1 is Bali, Indonesia. Bali, I think those are the vacations where you can get those huts or those 2 to 3 person cottages. I guess I can call them cottages, but they're on like right on the water. So you actually walk onto the water on a, not walk on water, but you know, a bridge. There we go. Good Lord, I can't talk today. Walk on a bridge, and then you have your private little hut right there, and you actually are sleeping right on the water. That's flipping awesome. So yeah. Anyway, so there are your vacation spots. So, you know, now with the spring season really kicking up for real estate, one of the things that when I get listing, in fact, I'll give you an example. So I'm working with a client right now, and we want to list their home. It's probably going to take a couple of months because it needs a little bit of work. However, one of the things I talk to this, you know, these clients about, especially, you know, clients that want to sell their home, is how is your home going to look for when a potential buyer comes in? And when somebody walks into the home, yes, they're going to start thinking about their, you know, how their stuff is going to fit in that home, but they also want to see how this home has been lived in, mm-hmm. or how it could be lived in, right? And that's kind of where staging comes in. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Lisa, tell me a little bit about, you know, like, let's say, for example, I give you a call and I say, hey, Lisa, I've got a client that would like to talk to you about staging their home. What is your process? How do you go about designing, and just kind of give us the full gamut of what you do?
Okay. So our first step would be to come see the property, because we really want to look at all the features of that house and how we can market it the best. We'll consult with the realtor and say, you know, who's the target buyer? What's the price point? So we want to pull inventory that really relates to that buyer pool. Mm-hmm. So if it's, you know, young and fun, first-time homeowner, that's a different level of inventory than, say, a, you know, $700,000 house in Mason.
Sure.
So we want to just really take all the considerations of what that house has to offer, best showcase that, and then pull our inventory. And then that process, we love to have a 2-week notification. an ideal
at
situation.
Least, right?
Yeah. Sooner the better. If you tell me in a month you'll be ready to list, we can come see it anytime and in any state. And I always tell people, because they worry we're coming, and I'm always like, everybody I see is in chaos, so don't sweat it. But
yeah,
the sooner we can see a property, we can start reserving inventory for that house. So that's the best scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of start to finish. And then Once we get approval, we'll start working on it.
So when it so when it comes to design, do you do you have like visuals, or do you use like a software kind of a thing, or how?
No, we really just take measurements and then you know, lots of video and photos, and then our team comes back, we powwow over it, and then kind of come up with a plan, and then our lead stagers will start creating the vision for that house. So they'll have a cohesive color palette, and again, who's the buyer? So that's probably the main focus. So are we doing, you know, really high-end, you know, Indian Hill type houses?
I was going to ask about that. Yeah. So you kind of, do you differentiate like how you want to, how you want to stage the home based on like neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so effectively, if like you mentioned Indian Hill is going to have a different type of look and feel as opposed to say a home in, Hyde Park.
Correct. Well, they could be similar depending on the price point, but
sure.
a better
like
Evanston could have, you know, a three level great old Victorian, and you can have the same house in Hyde Park, but their price points are definitely, you know, one could be in the $1 million range and one could be in the $300,000 range.
That's
so,
about right.
So, and who's going to buy the $300,000 house is probably going to be different than, you know, the $1 million buyer as far as age and what they're looking for in a home. So is it family? Is it probably a single person? So those are all the things that we really take into consideration.
And hopefully those buyers will call me.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course. Well, that's great. So, and I've seen, you know, when I walk into, because you, I think you folks actually staged a home for me a few years ago in Price Hill. There was one of my clients who actually, his family is looking for a new home now, and I think we may have found something for him. But this was a home that they had, and they remodeled it. And I mentioned to him about, you know, the possibility of putting some furniture and staging it. And you know, lo and behold, you know, staging actually does help. Is there a difference in like how quickly a home sells, or how, you know, in how does home staging affect a home's value or how quickly it sells?
Yeah, absolutely. So the average price nationwide statistic is the return on investment for staging is over 500%, which, you know, is better than any stock market number you could get.
Right.
So for your largest, you know, investment that you own, in most cases, staging is a great way to get the most bang for your buck. And beyond that, homes that are staged tend to sell, you know, I don't know what the number is, but significantly faster. So, and I will say the biggest thing is when I got into this industry, I really thought it was about furniture placement and, you know, just showing people where they would put their couch and how to see the furniture, which is part of it. But the biggest difference is the emotional connection that somebody makes with that house.
Of course.
Instead of seeing a vacant house, which they know you've already moved or it's a flip, they know you have to sell it.
Right.
So I think it's more of a transactional, you know, offer. When somebody really wants the house because it looks amazing and they can see themselves living there, they make an emotional offer, which tends to be higher. So I think that's the secret sauce of staging, and the power of it is, you know, we've had realtors come through and they have a number in their mind. They've done all their homework. And then after they've seen it staged, we'll say, you know what? This looks amazing. Like, let's up it another 10. And then we'll get an offer over that. So,
sure.
So it's a powerful visual.
Well, and I would agree with that 100%. When it comes to home buyers, you know, in my 8 years, almost 8 years now of helping buyers and sellers with, you know, buying a home, generally, I wouldn't say all the time, but generally, when a buyer walks into a home, especially if it's staged, usually within the first 10 seconds, it's like, this is it. This is it. This is the home. It's amazing. You can take somebody to seven or eight, nine different homes, but they'll walk into that one home and instantly they'll be like, boom. Yep. This is it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times it is staged.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there is furniture and they see how the home is lived in, which means that this is how they feel it. This is like, oh, wow, we can, you know, this is how we can live in this home. And they just see it and they feel it.
Yeah.
And it's great. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, Lisa, you actually have a new service that you would like to talk to my listeners about, which is pay at closing. So that's kind of important. So we'll get into that and a little bit more of real estate when we get back on the Did You Know Real Estate Show here in a WDJO, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
The Happy Together Tour 2026, starring The Association, The Troggs, Chicago former lead singer Jason Scheff, Gary Puckett, Ron Dante of the Archies and the Turtles, The Vogues, The Cowsills, Saturday, August 22nd, Rose Music Center at the Heights. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com in the Rose Music Center box office.
Beal Brothers Jewelers have been taking pride in being a family-owned and operated business for 100 years at the same location in Newport, Kentucky. Beal Brothers Jewelers are dedicated to meeting each of their customers' needs, specializing in bridal jewelry, diamonds, mountings, wedding bands, watch and jewelry repairs, and cleaning, plus custom orders. Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they will be able to assist in satisfying your jewelry needs. If you like a trusted and respected appraisal on your jewelry, visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street, Newport, Kentucky, or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431, or visit BealBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beal's Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
One word that I would have to describe Dr. Peck would be perfectionist. I didn't like pictures taken because I could see my smile was not very attractive. Basically, I'd gotten to the point where I was going to have dentures. And so that's when we started the long journey, despite the time, the effort, the money. I would do this over again. People at work say, your teeth really look nice. And I said, I know, don't they?
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Connie Birdwell, and I love my new smile.
Think Verizon is expensive? Think again. Anyone can bring their AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal. So bring us your bill. Walk in, run in, pogo stick in, teleport if you can. Ride on the back of a rollerblading yak or fly in on the wings of a majestic falcon. Any way you can, bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal on the best network. Based on RootMetrics best overall mobile network performance, U.S. second half 2025. All rights reserved. Must provide very recent postpaid consumer mobile bill in the name of the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We are rounding third and heading for home right now, as Joe Nuxall used to say, see, baseball theme. We're here with Lisa Parker from Design Buzz Home Staging, and before we went to break, you know, Lisa, I recently came to your new facility.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about this new because, you know, home staging obviously costs money, right? It's a service. It's, you know, design. It's actually moving the furniture. It's getting it in there. It's positioning it properly. And then coming to pick it up after the home sells. And folks, you know, obviously there's a fee and there's money to be paid for that. However, not necessarily up front. So tell my listeners a little bit about this new service that you have where they could pay at closing.
Yeah. So we just really feel strongly that, you know, money shouldn't be the thing that stops people from getting the best return on their investment. And so we have been looking for a long time to find a third-party system that would work for us and allow pay at close. So we now have that, which is very exciting. It's a very short application.
Okay.
We just send you the link and you can apply. I think you get an answer like in 90 seconds. It's no impact to the credit. So.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. So if somebody's trying to buy a home, that will not, you know, flag anything. And basically, it's based on equity in that house. Credit is a part of that equation, but I think it's like in the 600s. So it's not, you don't have to have superior credit, just probably equity, which is why it doesn't work so well for investors because they don't have a lot of equity. But for homeowners, it's an awesome, awesome opportunity. And they basically give you a set amount, and I think it's almost like a debit card. And besides staging, they can use that money for anything home related. So if you as a realtor say, hey, you know, it'd be great if you pressure washed, if you had interior painting, they can use that money not just for staging, but for other things. So it's an amazing program. And it's just very super simple. And for us as a vendor, you know, we get paid up front still. So there's not really a risk to us. They take all the risk out of it. And I think the interest rate tends to be around 1%. So it's, it's not a crazy amount, mainly because they're closing so quickly, you know.
Right.
So the goal is, you know, if you're staging and you're doing all these things, it's a good investment for this company because they're guaranteeing a home sale.
Sure. So, okay, so when you say that, you know, when you pay at closing, so would that be a method of, or how that gets paid is through, once the sale is completed, there is a line item on the settlement statement from the title company that has a check that goes to you, or does it go to?
It goes to this third party.
To the third party.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So effectively, so as a real estate agent for me, what that would mean is, okay, if we're talking about staging, then we, you know, we get an estimate based on, you know, you talking to my client, you tell them how much it's going to cost. They say, okay, we'll do the pay at closing. Because one of the things that I do with my home sellers is I, before we even get the home on the market, is I look at what can we list the home for. It's called a net proceeds sheet, right? I want my sellers to have a pretty good idea of what they're going to walk away with when they close. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times those numbers, you know, they have a number in mind, but they don't exactly know everything that goes into it. You know, it's real estate commissions, it's property taxes, it's transfer taxes, it's title fees. You know, if you're going to buy a home warranty for a home buyer, which a lot of times I do generally suggest that because it's a good, it's kind of a housewarming gift. And, you know, home warranties are not extremely expensive, you know, upwards to about maybe $1,000. The company that I work with, Cinch, their best program is no more than $700. So that's great. Anyway, but when I put all those numbers together and I show that client, you know, what their net proceeds are going to be, generally it's within a few thousand dollars. As long as they think that looks good, then that's, you know, that's great for you. But that's a great tool for me as a realtor as well. And of course, being able to engage with you and having you interact with clients and getting that home. Because you're right. I mean, if a home is staged properly, looks well, cleaned up, you know, neutral colors, neutral look, it does sell a heck of a lot faster.
Yeah.
And it also gives that impression that the homeowner, you know, took care of the home. They cared about it. And that, you know, that actually kind of goes a long way.
It does.
It really, really does. Yeah. You know, you can put two homes right next to each other, completely identical. One, you know, the folks didn't clean it, didn't, you know, vacuum the carpets, didn't really, you know, take much time to clean it up before they moved out. The person next door puts in, you know, calls you, puts in the staging, puts in the furniture. And you can do pretty much every room, correct, in the house?
Mm-hmm. We sure can.
Okay, even bathrooms?
Bathrooms, outdoor spaces, yep.
Ooh, outdoors. Okay, outdoor spaces. So, yeah, so like patios?
Yep,
and
patios, front
decks.
Porches, yep.
You have, like, grills you can put out there?
We don't do grills, but we do fire pits.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fire pit, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and again, it's all, you know, we're visual people. We're human beings. You know, visual is the key to it. So that's awesome. Well, Lisa, how can my listeners get a hold of you if they want to talk about staging their home before they sell?
Yeah, so they can call us at 513-575-BUZZ.
Okay.
Or check out our Facebook page, Home Design Buzz homestaging.com is our website. Yeah, Instagram, all the things.
Okay. So. Yeah, you guys are everywhere, especially at business expos and you know, network, because networking is, you know, is the key to business transactions. I think it's a great, well, it's key, it's a key for making new contacts, but networking is how you and I met.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You know, and I'm grateful for that. So yeah, networking is wonderful. So all right, well, Lisa. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. We've got a little bit of time left. So as we start moving into the buying season of spring, you know, there's a lot of chitter chatter about different types of loan type or different types of loans. And what kind of loan do you think is best for you? And I want to talk real quickly about the FHA loan. The FHA loan is designed for the rest of us, people who have steady jobs but maybe haven't spent the last 10 years hoarding cash for a massive down payment, or those whose credit scores look a little, took a little vacation in the past, right? So three key things about FHA loans: low down payments, flexible credit standards, and safety first. FHA appraisals are known for being thorough. While some see this as a hurdle, for first-time home buyers, actually a safety net. The appraiser ensures the home is safe, sound, and secure, so you aren't buying a money pit. So those are some great things to know. So FHA loans are great for first-time home buyers. If you want to know more, get in touch with me. Or even if you have a question about real estate, my number is 513-227-4284. And we were grateful for Lisa to be on today. Thank you to my sponsor, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage, who is going to be on the show here in a couple weeks. Dan, as always, thanks for being a great producer, and a wonderful thank you to my friend Christopher Smitherman for calling in today and give us some wisdom and insights. And next week, folks, we got a treat for you. Gary Rosignol, the rock and roll realtor, will be back on the air filling in for me next week, as I have I've got another engagement and I cannot be here. So get ready for that, folks. And you've been tuned in to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.